Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. It's a beautiful day in New York. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. The sun is shining bright, bright. I'm sitting here at my bright red desk broadcasting live and talking to you about the week ahead of the week of June 2, 2014, June 2nd. It's June, and it's a wonderful day. And actually, it's going to be a really interesting week. Last week, of course, we had Venus diving into the south node of Aries, so we lost a lot of – I always forget to say when – I mean, I don't always forget. Sometimes I remember, but I did say you would be leaving relationships, and quite a few people did. But also Venus as a planet, when she dives into the node of fate, a lot of releasing and letting go goes, letting go happens. So we lost Maya Angelou, who, of course, was an Aries female. Venus is in Aries. We also had a lot of people changing jobs and leaving positions. We had General Shishinsky retiring. We had the communications director from the White House resigning. A lot of position changings, people being let go, people being fired, people being released. Venus on the South Node, man, if you were pissing them off and they didn't like you, yeah, history. Or if you were maybe doing your job, you know, you could be doing your job, and it just was like, okay, we're done with this, you know, it's time for a new direction. So Venus on the South Node does result in transformation. So we had that last week. We had it on Monday. We had it again on Friday when she aspected the nodes by declination, which declinations are very important, people. We don't always talk about them, but we should. And what they are is they're the planetary aspects. So that was, of course, the prisoner exchange, where we actually released some prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years after Obama's in the White House when he said he would let them go all at once. People have been there for years and never have been tried. At any rate, 5 got let go, whatever you think about it, right, wrong, or indifferent. Venus, we're setting you free. We're letting you go. And so our job with Venus going into the South Node is whatever transition happened last week, if you had one in your life, and a lot of people did, it's freeing you. And your job now is to say, okay, that happened, next. Don't bemoan it. Don't worry about it. Don't spend a second longer on it than you need to wrap up your stuff and move on. In my case, you know, I'm having this foot thing, right? So I had my foot surgery, and I'm doing my busy bee little thing, you know, trying to be a good Virgo and go back to work. So I call for drugs. You know, I call the doctor, and I go, hi, I need some more drugs. He's like, nope, no drugs. I'm like, what do you mean no drugs? He goes, opiates are a slippery slope, Ann. And I'm like, a slippery slope? And I'm thinking, you know, Ann, you didn't call on a good day with good aspects. This guy's not going to give you more drugs. I'm like, but my foot hurts. He goes, it means you're doing too much. Sit down, put your foot up. I'm like, well, I mean, you know, I want more drugs to mask the pain. He goes, well, the whole point of the pain is to tell you to stop, sit down, put your foot up. And I'm like, hey. So then I go, okay, let me try a new tract. I said, you know, I hired you because you weren't one of those sport doctors, you know. I hired you because you were like a doctor, and you wouldn't make me have pain. He goes, the reason you have pain is you're doing too much. Put your foot up. We aren't getting anywhere with him. And I go, okay, well, what about when I start rehab? Everybody says I need drugs for rehab. He goes, no, if you do get, if it hurts in rehab, you're doing too much. No pain. I'm like, ee. And of course, he's got a lot of Virgo in his chart. So I know I'm not getting any drugs out of this guy, right? And of course, Venus on the South Node in Aries. You're not getting any drugs, baby cakes. Put your foot up. So wherever you got told no, or you were told you can't have it, adjust, because it ain't happening. And now, as we go forward, of course, Venus now has gone into Taurus. So she'd be stubborn. She'd be stubborn in Taurus. But she's very clear. She'd make Mars stubborn, too. People are going to dig in now, because Mars is answering. He's in Libra. Remember, he's moving forward. But he's answering to Venus in Taurus. And she says, this is the way it's going to be. Because Venus, when she's in her rulership, rules. So we go, okay, I guess no drugs for me, I got to put my foot up. For you, wherever you've been told the direction is changing, because we all got a message about the direction changing someplace last week, or the new direction ahead, maybe a better way to say it, forward we go. Now, this week, Mercury stations to go retrograde. Now, it never ends. There's always something, right? But the key to remember with Mercury retrograde is that the personal planets that we have in our charts all answer, you know, our purpose is defined by our sun. We come in with our ego, what our purpose is, what we're here to do in this lifetime. We're supposed to be a Leo, we're supposed to love, we're supposed to be a Virgo, we're supposed to serve. Whatever your sun sign says, that's what you're here to do. And then you look at the Leo house to see where you're supposed to do it, right? Then the other planets, the personal planets, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, all exist, and the moon too, exist to help you get where you're going. So when we have a planet stop and go backwards, he says, uh-oh, we got to change direction. We got to shift this out. We're not doing this quite right. And so Mercury stopping this week and going backwards, he's going to stop at 3 Cancer, and he stops on 3:10 Cancer. He stops on June 7th, and he says, okay, made a mistake, got to go back. Oh, forgot the purse. Oh, forgot the cell phone. Oh, left it home. And, of course, whenever Mercury stops, there is an adjustment. And our electronic devices, everybody pays attention to Mercury retrograde because something dies. In my case, the microwave died here in the house. Now, we hadn't been using the microwave a lot. With the broken foot, we've been using the microwave a lot. And last week, it just decided it was dead. So, got wonderful teriyaki turkey meatballs from Marianne and Sharon in Connecticut, and I can't cook them because I don't have a microwave. Got to get a new microwave. Watch your electronic appliances, back up your computers, double check your orders, double check how you send things out. This is going to be a little bit of a snarky Mercury retrograde, meaning you're going to get emails from people. Like I did a reading last week for somebody, and it got emailed to the former employer's email address, you know, where the person had left the job. And they panicked. And it's like, okay, we can delete it, no worries. And I can see who downloaded it, no worries. But, you know, Freudian slip, psychological slip, emotional slip, whatever, Mercury retrograde. There's a desire to reveal. Gemini, the sun is in Gemini. When Mercury goes retrograde while the sun is in Gemini, all hell breaks loose. Because Gemini is supposed to be communicating to us. Mercury right now, last week, went into Cancer, so we got a lot more sensitive and really emotional and kind of maybe a little teary, you know, because he's in Cancer and he's feeling the sensitivity. And now he's stopping, and he's going to go backwards and go back into Gemini again, where he gets a little, you know, chatty again, and then he's going to station in Gemini and go forward and come back into Cancer. So we're having this idea, and then we have the emotions, and then we're going to have emotions now, as he stops, and we're going to review our emotions. Then we're going to go back and think about it when he's in Gemini, and then we're going to stop there, and we're going to change our mind again and go forward into a new emotional pot. So that basically means June is an emotional mess because Mercury, as the ruler of the sun, while he's the sun's still in Gemini, he's like very emotional, and you know, normally we don't think of Gemini as emotional, but he's really sensitive right now. And as he comes to a stop and goes backwards this week for 21 days, we then have a chance to reevaluate the emotional decisions we made this week, or the emotional decisions we've made since May 19th. And of course, a lot of times when we make an emotional decision in the heat of the moment, which a lot of us have been doing because Venus has been in Aries. Venus in Aries is a little bit speedy, and she isn't always thoughtful. She just kind of makes a decision. Now we're going to have Venus in Taurus, and Mercury's going to go back and say, you know, maybe we should change our mind. Maybe we should change that. And Venus in Taurus is going to dig in. Now, she can dig in for good or she can dig in for bad, but she's ruling Mars, so Mars is going to dig in too. So you want to kind of watch. I always encourage people when the planets get a little stubborn like this, not to dig in spite of yourself, not to spite yourself, not to cut your nose off to spite your face, because there's always a little bit of a tendency to do that when the planets get stubborn. And they're stubborn right now, or they're going to be stubborn. And then at the same time, they're going to want to change things up and give us a different vision of stuff, but they're not necessarily going to be helpful about how they do that. So our job is to go, well, with Mercury's in Cancer stopped, we're going to have big emotions, because she's talking to Venus, and everybody's feeling the loss, because there was a big loss last week. And then we're going to go back into Gemini, and we're going to renegotiate the deal, and then go forward. So you might have broken up with them, but you're maybe not done yet. Or you might have made a decision, but it's maybe not finished yet. And while Mars is traveling forward in Libra for the next 2 months until July 20th, or July 25th, rather, our job is going to be looking at Venus and saying to her, so, like, what is it you wanted again, you know? And really, a lot of times, in, you know, I've been having a lot of conversations with people in readings. Well, I know what I don't want, you know. I know what I don't want. It's okay. What don't you want? I don't want this, you know. Okay, well, what's the positive version of that? Come up with a vision of what you do want from the negatives of the don't. And, of course, retrogrades are, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. Because retrogrades are opportunities to release and edit and remove. Go back and review, revise, RE words, retrogrades. So our job is to kind of revise our decisions. Not, you know, and I know you're feeling a little like a tennis ball, right? This week I say you got to make a decision. This week I say you don't. Then the next week. And it's understanding that it's making a decision about what you want. Now, I have to tell you, a lot of people don't know how to do this. And it, nothing wrong if you don't know how to do this. Maybe you just were not taught. You know, maybe just they left that out of the lesson plan. You were taught A plus B equals C. You were taught 3 times 2 equals 6, but nobody taught you how to figure out what you want. This is your chance. So take advantage of the heavens whispering in your ear and listen to them say to you, so what is it you want? And you kind of have to, think about that. And you have to kind of go, what do I want? What do I want? Now, it may be you want 2 things and that you think they're mutually exclusive or you can't have them both. No. This is the time to say, I want this and this. We want to use the word and instead of or. This or this? No. This and this. I want you to work in an abundance. Venus is in Taurus. She's not about depriving you. She's about saying bacon plus butter plus some cheese. And maybe some chocolate, and how about a delicious, some Brussels sprouts and pineapple salsa. And you're like, that sounds fabulous. And then it all comes and you go, oh my God, like I can't eat all this. It's like, okay, it's about allowing the abundance in. Venus is in Taurus. This is the beginning of the growing season. We're starting a new growth cycle. You really want to allow the abundance in, okay? And not worry about knowing exactly what you want, but knowing that it's okay for you to change your mind, or it's okay if the partner comes back that you dumped last week or they dumped you, and they say, you know, I was thinking about it, and I'm not really sure. I think maybe we need to change this up a little, or we need to change the process of it. So Mercury going retrograde, not a bad thing. It's an opportunity for revising. And the point of it is we're revising our understanding of what we want Mars to do for us, as he and Mercury and Venus all chat in the sky, because they're all talking. They're all at low degrees, okay? And they're all having a little confab. Now, Mercury, of course, when he goes retrograde, goes, oh, I forgot stuff. So Venus and Mars continue to go forward while he goes backwards, but he goes back into Gemini to meet up to the sun and talk to him about what actually do we want, right? And remember, the sun is the point. So the ego right now is divided. The sun's in Gemini. We have multiple choices, multiple opportunities, multiple paths before us. What makes your heart sing? That's the place to stand. What makes your Venus happy? Look at that Venus in your chart. Look at Venus in Taurus. She wants you to be happy. Last month, she wanted you to kick ass. This month, as of last week, she wants you to be happy. Okay? All right. So forward we go. So the sun is in Gemini this week, running from 12 Gemini to 17. Regular pace, regular speed. He does aspect the nodes of fate on June 2nd, which is Monday. He invites us to let go of something a relationship we've had helps us change things and shift things in a way that we hadn't really maybe thought we would be doing. He is having a little bit of a conflict with the direction he wants to head in. And remember, the North Node is in Libra asking us to partner. And, you know, sometimes, you know, Gemini sons just don't want a partner. They want to have a little sibling rivalry, and they want to go their own way, and they're not necessarily interested in exactly what you want, right? And that's, you know, just know that Gemini is a little bit, can be a little persnickety. It has a hard aspect to this Pluto. Mercury is in conjunct Pluto, which can be a no, and that is on Tuesday. He goes in conjunct to Pluto, and he says, no, I don't think so. The back end of the week, he's pretty calm, although he parallels the sun on the 7th, and he talks to him, or parallels Mercury, I'm sorry. Sun parallels Mercury on the 7th. So there can be important communications next weekend. And then the sun is in conjunct Saturn on June 8th. And that in conjunct has an energy of a little bit of stress. Now, when you're hearing conjunct, you always think fingers of God. Because Saturn and Pluto are not that close yet, the sun going through here isn't really a finger of God, but it's close. It's kind of setting up the feeling of one, which means there's a health adjustment and a psychological adjustment this week, or a physical adjustment to something. Sun also sextiles Uranus on June 6th, which is a great idea, a brilliant concept, a new approach. So say yes to things. Encourage yourself to go a little wild. Mercury, of course, is going to station to go retrograde this week. And so his station is the 7th, which means the 5th and the 6th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He stops on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Mercury stopped. So communications is particularly fraught. Transportation is fakakta. So we can expect major, major delays on Friday when the moon is void all day. But just know that this is kind of a stressful decision-making energy where people are kind of feeling, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? And there also are some health aspects. So there can be a nice, good, solid cold coming in. Mercury runs between 2 Cancer and 3 Cancer. He's not moving very fast because he's stopped in the sky. So communications are a little short-lived or short-end or fraught. And they're also emotional because he's in Cancer. Venus is going from 7 Taurus to 12 Taurus. So she's a busy little bee, and she's very productive this week. She has a sextile to Neptune asking you what your dreams are on the 4th. She has a lovely quintile to Jupiter on the 5th, encouraging you to expand. Remember, she's in Taurus. So she's like totally into working with these water planets because they make mud and fertile earth and grow things. So Venus wants to grow stuff this week, and she's very cooperative even if the other planets are going backwards. She has an inconjunct to Mars, and that's where Mars says to her, you know, you can't have everything you want. And she's like, well, I do want stuff. That's on the weekend. That's on the 7th and the 8th. And she trines Pluto on the 8th. So she kind of locks into a power struggle over the weekend with somebody. And, of course, when that one shows up like that, that can also be if you're in some kind of triangular relationship with something and another person, this is when you have to choose. So the weekend with Saturn and Pluto, Venus aspecting Mars and Pluto and triangles, you may be asked to make a choice. So, okay, partner, you do a lot of drugs and it's affecting our relationship. You need to pick me or the marijuana. That's an example. Okay, partner, you know, I've been very unhappy with you working all the time, and I need to be higher in priority in your life. That's an example. Okay, partner, you've been going out on Saturday nights cheating on me. I'm unhappy with this. I'm breaking up with you. Okay, that's another example. Remember, Pluto is the triangles in our life. Venus is working with Pluto, cooperating with him this week. She's coming in. She's very strong when she's in Taurus, so she's very creative. But she also doesn't put up with stuff. So we want to, in the sense of she's not going to suffer. You might, but she's not. And she's very clear at the end of the week when she argues with Mars that this is not acceptable. So a lot of times that shows up as setting boundaries in relationship where you say to partner, you know, you always call me last minute and you never, you know, it's always about your brother and he's ahead of me. You know, so we're going to hear people counting where they are in the status and how important they are or aren't. And, you know, and people are paying attention. So just know that they're, it's not a, what's the right word for it? It's not unnoticed. All right. Saturn has a quintile to Pallas Athena on the 7th, which is actually nice because what that does is encourages us to see the patterns and understand them. You know, and when you find yourself saying, I always get in relationships with people where I'm not first, then you have to say, okay, so what about me wants to not be first, and why do I pick them? Because I know right from the start I'm in a relationship where I'm not first. Well, I don't know that I want all the responsibility of being in a relationship. Oh, okay, got it. Saturn's going to help you see the pattern underlying the dissatisfaction that happens this week. Now, it's not a huge week. The Mercury retrograde is a pleasant aspect. The rest of the planets are all pretty quiet, so we're not having huge craziness. But we are having, you know, adjustments is the best way to think of it. Let's adjust. We also have in the Juno is going from 21 to 24. Now, she's moving pretty quick, and she's working with envy this week. So she's going to have a little run-in, you know, where people go, you know, I'm really kind of envious of you. Watch for that on the 5th. Or I'm really kind of jealous that you have that and I don't. You know, you have stuff I don't have. And you want to kind of just notice it, not necessarily react to it, but do recognize that it is part of the dynamic of the relationship with that person. So down the road a piece, this little guy can cause some trouble. And you may be kind of shocked because you never noticed it before, or they said it and you kind of turned to them and went, I wonder what that's about. And your job is to go, that's about them not being particularly happy with me. Perhaps they're envious, or perhaps I'm envious of them. Just kind of watch for the patterns with the envy. So our week this week with the moons, it's not a bad week. Monday and Tuesday are bad closing aspects. So if you can avoid signing contracts and doing things on Monday and Tuesday, good idea. Moon square Saturn. This is Katie Couric going to CBS. Big news, but it didn't work out so good. This is separating Moon square Saturn, meaning there's an argument around moving the home to structurally create the life, right? So Moon in Leo is, I want this. Leo's very dramatic Monday. And then Saturn on Tuesday says, no, can't have it. Not happening. So kind of watch that. Monday is productive, but make it be productive doing things where you've gotten to know or where you want to know, where you want to let go of something. So if you've got to start something and you want it, the ending to be the let's go of something, meaning your body lets go of weight, great day for beginning a diet. Moon square Saturn, I released my body. Not so good for, you know, I want a new thing. I want this new thing to work out. Moon goes void at 10:42 in the morning on Tuesdays. It's void all day Tuesday. It enters Virgo at 10:20 on Wednesday. Moon's in Virgo Wednesday from 10:20 on and on Thursday, and it goes void Friday morning bright and early with a sextile to Jupiter. Wednesday and Thursday are your yes days this week. Those are the days you say, yes, I'm in, I'm on, I'm going for it. And lovely little Virgo moon, hardworking, sextiles to Jupiter, abundance and expansion, fabulous, fabulous, let's go wild. So we say yes Wednesday afternoon on Thursday all day. And then Friday, the moon is void from 5 in the morning till 10 at night. So the moon is void all day on Friday. And then it goes into Libra, and it's in Libra on Saturday, and on Sunday going void at 3:47 with an overdoing square to Jupiter. So that means Saturday and Sunday is great, but it tends to overdo a bit, meaning you tend to have a little bit too much of something, Moon in Libra, squaring Jupiter, too much relationships, too much connection, too much communication, too much sugar, too much party, but it's a positive energy. So basically Monday and Tuesday are the days to watch. Void moons are all day Tuesday and all day Friday and really early in the morning till 10:20 in the morning on Wednesday. We also have the Mercury retrograde this week, which we talked about. And then the moon, remember our little cardinal cross is splitting up and falling apart. and doing other things, you know, so it's starting to break up in the sky, which is great because that allows us to separate and to move forward. So the moon is basically got pretty positive aspects all week, except when we get to Saturday, the moon is in Libra, and it goes through the Cardinal Cross. That's also the day Mercury stations and goes retrograde bright and early in the morning. So there can be reversals on Saturday around the commitments we made under the Cardinal Cross in April. So even though it looks good, you may say, gee, you know, I think I'm going to change direction. Now, if you're waiting for a job offer or you're waiting on somebody to get back with you with things, you know, this week, good time to contact them Wednesday, Thursday. Do tend to avoid Monday, Tuesday. Even if you get an offer, wait and say, let me, you know, it sounds great. I'll send me the paperwork. I'll get it back to you on Wednesday. And get the paperwork, get it back to them on Wednesday. Set the date as that is your beginning. And, of course, the moon is in creative sign Leo, which is very much about me. And then when it goes into Virgo, it's more service-based. And then when it goes into Libra, it wants more equal partnership. So we're going to be looking for partners in a new way that we hadn't before. Looking at partners, I'm moving my foot, which always is crabby when I move it. We're going to be looking at partners in a way that's a little different than perhaps we had thought of before. So when we look at the chart, one of the things that I like to talk a little bit about, and we have extra time today because it's not, whoops, no, we don't have extra time. My solar fire just crashed. Ha! How come you crashed on me? Subscript out of range, never good. Okay, so I guess I'm not going to do that. I had this great idea. I'm going to go do something, and it went, now I don't think so. I love it when that happens. Okay, the other thing that's going to happen this week as we work with Venus, you know, let's talk a little bit about Neptune because a lot of people have been having big Neptune aspects, and we have left him kind of out in the lark. And this week Venus comes and sextiles Neptune. And that is often about our dream, okay? Neptune changed signs into Pisces, and it has a very, in her journey, I'm going to just assume Neptune broke my computer, in our journey with Neptune, what we're always working with is the hidden unseen. We're working with the dream underneath, the underlying energy that inspires and guides us. On a bad day, the underlying energy that is, can I have some more drugs? No, put your foot up. But Venus sextile Neptune is a positive energy, and it takes us back to February when the two of them joined. And she has a journey that she makes every year with the dream. And this week she wants to step the dream up to a new level. So she's going to give you an opportunity to take the dream to a different level on Wednesday. And then she's going to pass off the information on the dream to Pluto at the weekend, right? And Venus now, because she's in Taurus and because she rules Mars and the North Node now of Fate and Ceres and Vesta too are also in Libra. And what we're working with is what our new dream is. So really, all the energy underneath when we're dealing with the day-to-day mundane stuff is, so what's the dream? And a lot of times, again, we're not taught about the dream in our life. We're not taught to dream. Or we're taught negative dreams, like this is a really hard dream, you don't want this dream. Oh, you'll never have, that dream will never come true, it's too hard. And with Venus aspecting Neptune this week, it's about blue skying the dream, about allowing yourself to say, this is my dream, and I'm really willing to dedicate to it. And, of course, you know, we're going to revise it, Mercury's retrograde, that. But I want you to dedicate to the dream. If you could have anything, if you could have your dream come true, what would your dream look like? What would your dream day look like? A lot of times when I ask people that, they kind of look at me like befuddled. They've never thought about what their dream day would be, you know? And Steve Jobs had an excellent graduation speech when he talked to Stanford, and he said, he looked in the mirror and go, am I happy doing what I'm doing? Do I like what I'm doing? And if so, what do I, if I said no enough times, I'd change it. But with Venus sextile Neptune, it's inviting you to have the new dream. It's inviting you to look at the dream, understand it, give yourself permission to have it, and then ask it, speak to it, talk to it, invite it, ask it what you can do to get that dream to come true. And this week is a big week for dreams. On the other hand, when it's lower form Neptune, it's a big week for depression. So if you find yourself depressed, sit and go, okay, what's the dream? What's my dream? What's left? And on that note, the British lady spoke. The end of the show is here. And I'm going to assume Neptune wanted me to say that because he broke my solar fire. Take care, folks. Have a great week. Ann Ortley signing off from the bright red desk here on the Upper East Side with no opiates, because opiates are slippery, according to Dr. Roberts. Just Tylenol, baby, and put your foot up. Okay, and so we go. Take care. Bye, folks.